Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Have it delivered to your door or pick it up at your favorite store. No matter which way you like it, always shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
It is Fat Guy Radio Show for February 6, 2019. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as Baby Shark. Doo 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 doo.
Oh my god. I'm so over that song.
What song?
Baby Shark.
Wait, is this?
That's the baby.
No, 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 that's Grandma Shark.
Is that Grandma?
That's Grandma Shark.
That's Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark is when you close your fists together because Grandma has no teeth.
Well, oh, yeah, actually, that's right. You're all right. Doing it wrong because Baby Shark is Baby Shark.
Okay, why? Okay, I think
that is right, though.
I should have never brought this up because we're now doing hand gestures on radio.
Ah, hey, that makes sense.
Literally doing hand gestures on radio.
And that's best radio.
It is. It's best radio ever. Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
That's Daddy Shark.
No, Daddy Shark is. Oh, yeah. Baby Shark is just the hand.
No, that's Mama Shark.
No. So
it's Baby Shark.
Yeah, I think
Mama Shark, Daddy Shark, Grandma Shark, Grandpa Shark.
The one with no kids knows it. That's funny.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like we've got the whole song.
The one who teaches a million kids every week.
Touché.
Knows it.
Last week. All right. Enough of that.
I want to show my baby boy this.
Hey, you. I was surprised. I was thinking, DA, that there was a chance that you weren't going to know the Baby Shark.
There is no chance in hell that nobody in America does not know that song.
Katy Perry's right shark knows Baby Shark.
Oh,
what happened to those sharks?
I wonder if the shark did the dance right.
I know, right?
I don't
Probably
know.
Probably not. I don't know.
I don't know.
Still, hashtag best halftime show ever.
Yeah, she came out on the line. That shark probably was destroyed by a lion. Hey, that'd be a good Discovery Channel fight.
That's Ooh. Already happened.
Shark versus lion?
Yeah. Have you not seen Sharknado?
That's not shark versus lion, you baby shark.
I'm Daddy Shark. You can call me Poppy Shark.
No. Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
That's definitely not happening.
Absolutely not gonna happen.
I thought you were being sarcastic about the best halftime show ever because the halftime show sucked.
Okay, so I totally watched the halftime show for the Ooper Say Old Bay that happened this past Sunday. Yeah. I had no one. Everybody was like, "Are you watching the game?" I was like, "What game?"
Did you just scramble Super Bowl?
Yeah, because it's an old radio thing, DA, that goes back to. Because I'm a radiophile and I listen to so many radio shows, there was this thing back in the day where the NFL would sue any medium outlet like radio or TV that actually said the word Super Bowl.
Really?
So a lot of radio stations started saying Ooper Say Old Bay to avoid being sued by the Super Bowl.
The NFL was suing for free promotion and marketing.
Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense.
Because they don't
a lot of sense.
They don't. It's the NFL. I mean, NFL, when you think NFL, the next thing that's closest to NFL, the
concussions,
just grabbing it out of the sky. God, heaven, you know, I mean, they own everything, and everything they touch turns to gold.
Yeah. They own Sundays.
Even though Twitter is, you know, the Twitterverse. When they're not coming after me, we'll get into that later in the show. Twitterverse was
hashtag Black Twitter
was calling this the most boringest Super Bowl ever.
Well, it was.
Oh, it was.
I didn't watch it. I actually, believe it or not, was changing out my light bulbs in my house from the CFL bulbs to the new LED bulbs.
See, I actually was watching paint dry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and really? How exciting was that?
I want you have no idea. I knew about this new quick dry paint.
Oh!
Only took my whole house to dry in 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Over the Super Bowl watching paint dry. Yes. That's what dreams are made of.
I want to picture Corey's fat ass changing a light bulb.
Let me tell you something, you smart son of a bitch. I know how to change light bulbs. Righty tighty, lefty loosey, finger up the whoopsie doopsie.
Did you have to stand on a chair?
I have a ladder.
Question. Answer. How many Corys does it take to screw the light bulb?
That's a trick question because Corey himself is about two Corys.
Oh, that is, well, I can't argue.
Well, the answer is, how big is his wallet?
Oh!
He hired somebody.
One more thing about that ladder. Is it made of vibranium?
No, it is made of titanium. It's made of titanium. Titanium astronaut steel.
It's made of aluminum foil.
Okay, look. Look, I'm not proud of this.
No matter what metal it is, it's made of aluminum foil when it comes to you.
That's very, I'm not proud of this, but I will admit this here on the show because clearly if you heard Afterburn, there's nothing else in the closet. I have actually at one point in time in my life exceeded the weight limit of some ladders.
That's not bad because I currently exceed weight limits. Some are 250.
No, yeah. And then you know what? There are also chair weight limits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because there was a time in my life, and I'm not proud of this, and I hope that Jay Hill, my personal trainer that follows me on Facebook, is not listening right now. There was a time where there were some chair weight limits that I exceeded.
Ooh.
And that's really bad because when you're sitting, because I was wondering, like, why do these, I keep buying these chairs and they keep breaking in my home.
So you would break them.
That's how he found out he exceeded the weight limit.
I was busting my fat ass through these chairs.
Was this at home or in the studio?
At home. No, the chairs in here in the studio are definitely weight appropriate.
And reinforced steel.
Well, I bring that up for a reason because...
Hey, in case you didn't notice, the floors are reinforced as well.
Yeah, because we are in the air. I don't know why.
Well, when I was in high school, we were changing out our desk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And because some of the desks were old. Uh-huh. So my gym teacher, it was actually sex ed class.
Did your gym, wait a minute. Your gym teacher
taught sex
was
ed.
Teaching sex ed?
Yeah, it's That's one of those schools. Yeah.
Oh, he was touching...
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, he wore the high tube socks. He was the token gym teacher, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was touching some little whatevers.
Was he also the math teacher and the science teacher?
What
kind of hillbilly high school did you go to?
He taught gym. He couldn't teach English.
I shot a three-pointer one time. He was like, okay, yeah, 2 points. I'm like, nah, homie, that ain't how it goes.
4 more points.
But he always had it out for me.
4.3, four-point free throw.
He took all of the screws out of my desk.
Oh.
And I was already a big kid.
Wow.
I go into class, I sit in that desk, and it collapsed.
Why?
The whole class laughs at me.
Is there anything worse than fat people falling? Not only... falling, but falling at school.
No, not, yeah, exactly. Not a fat person, a fat kid. Well, it is funny seeing fat kids do anything.
Not at school.
I do know something that is a little bit worse than that.
What's that? Other than getting the pants pulled
breaking
down.
Your family's couch.
Ooh.
That's not funny.
Yeah, that would be.
That's not funny because, no, he's alluding to the couch that I may or may not allegedly, okay, it has been proven that I did break the couch.
From humping?
No.
No, from sitting.
From.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Okay.
If it's from humping, I get it.
For the record, it was a cheap-ass couch.
Okay.
It was one of those wicker couches.
It was one of those paper mache couches.
Is that a thing, a wicker couch?
Yeah, never seen them.
I've never seen a wicker chair.
We are all over the place,
and we still
morning.
Haven't got to these fries.
No.
Oh yeah, Super Bowl.
We got like 10 seconds left in this opening.
Baby shark. I don't know why I heard that song in the background of some inappropriate video that I was watching this week.
Skin that,
and it was the remix version. And I'm like, is that a real song or is that just somebody? I was not in the know when this song was like huge and went viral in September of last year.
This song is still huge.
I was not paying attention to
this song charted on Billboard. Corey, where have you been?
You know,
I'm
what's
serious.
So funny,
it's charted.
You know what's so funny though is like this song became viral this past year and whatnot. I sung this song at student government camp.
Really?
Like a long time ago?
Yeah.
And the song
like
that
when I was in high school and I went to Stugo camp and when we went to what camp?
I'm sorry.
What?
Stugo camp.
Who? Sturgeon camp?
Stugo. Student government?
Oh, stucco.
Oh, stucco. So stucco. You were going for masonry school.
Mm-hmm. No. Stugo.
Well, I'm surprised you know what that is.
Hey, you go.
Nah, Stu went.
Where did Stu go?
Stu go.
To camp. Oh. And we used to sing this song all the time.
Such a stupid show.
We used to sing this song all the time.
There you go, Lady K.
When I get home, I'm dubbing Nancy Pelosi. Because she was clapping at the State of the Union like this. I'm dancing. Pelosi.
Okay.
Shark.
Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not a Nancy Ponzi plan fan. But I'm going to tell you right now. If there is anyone that has set the level of how to clap at somebody, she invented basically what we call the F-U in your face clap. That clap. If you did that to anybody, that is just proof that you were just telling them to pretty much to go F themselves. Yep.
That's the clap you do when you dunk on somebody.
Exactly. Or when you're messing up trying to do Baby Shark.
Now,
this song is going to haunt me for the rest of the night. It really is.
Feeling
better, although I do miss the butterflies.
Oh God! Oh. Do I need to say anything to the school about my students lacing chocolate milk with drugs?
Depends. I mean, do you want to do the right thing or be the cool teacher that all the kids like?
Ah, they're adults.
You know, all that stuff we said about soulmates and sandwiches, that was because of the we were chocolate milking, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what?
Nothing. When you get married, you're still going to need me, right? I mean, Esteban can have soulmate, but I'm not losing best friend.
Oh, you're so obsessed with me. Of course you're my best friend, silly.
Well, let's make it official. Jack, I'm asking you.
Corey Adita.
In front of God. And all the high-end male erotica in this apartment. You promise to be in my life forever?
I do. I promise to be here through all your weight fluctuations. Every relationship you trick a man into being a part of. All the botched cosmetic surgery, I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, you're done, you're good.
Hey, Will.
Yeah?
You can make me that sandwich now.
I'd love to, but when we were high, I used all the bread to retile the bathroom.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Oh, hi, Ashley Keene and Mata Martha.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, ladies. All right, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, heard by the best fatnatics. Yeah! I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Saw Doug.
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, is brought to you by...
I don't even want to do it. This dancing was too fresh.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Valentine's Day Gift Shop. You'll fall in love with the many gifts in the Amazon Valentine's Day Gift Shop. Whether you're planning a romantic date night in or going out with friends, Amazon Valentine's Day Gift Shop has everything you need to shower your favorite people with gifts from the heart. If you want it, you can get it at Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, the number one way we power Fat Guy Radio Show. Click the Amazon banner today at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And boys, I'm telling you this right now, we've got a couple of boxes coming in to Studio G. Ooh. From Amazon.
Of what?
We were trying to get this monitor that no one really can see because of TV magic. But we're trying to get this monitor off the middle of the console that no one can really see. Oh. So,
well,
hey, Lil D.
Hey, I brought a gift for you fellas for the studio. This.
Oh.
A little G14 classified.
Why you want to do it?
Wait, hold on. But it's for the studio.
Why you want to do that right now?
I don't know. I just came in. You know me. I do it.
Say word.
Yes.
Legitimate. I was wondering why in the hell there was like this Mack truck that was pulled up. Also, yes, Lady K, off of the Twitter, Lady K asked, is today really D-Tay's birthday? And the answer is, yes, it is. If you were listening to last week's show, he mentioned it 4.5 times.
Yes.
Well, D-Tay, no, I got you.
It was only twice.
I got you a gift.
You got
for the studio, but it's for you. Gentlemen.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Jeez, doesn't he realize there's a camera right there? Little D literally just lifted up a calendar of scantily clad women.
That's G-14 not even scantily clad.
That's not that bad.
We can't put that. Why you want to hand it on? It's right in my camera.
That's for the studio.
What are you doing D-Tay to us? For the
studio. You know how I do it.
We can't put that on Facebook.
Oh, that can we?
No. Okay.
That t-shirt was wet.
Hey, why would you
stuff on Facebook that... You know what I'm saying?
Okay, just because it's on Facebook, Little D, doesn't mean you bring as D-Tay is flipping through the calendar.
Hey.
Does the blood still work?
Buns. We can't put that on Facebook.
No, this is literally guns and buns.
But you know what?
Yeah,
you
they got guns.
You what? Can post that somewhere here in the studio.
No, I don't think BDB Radio Network's going to let us. We'll have to put it in this corner. We'll have to put it in
this. We'll put them in the redhead stepchild's corner.
Hey, yeah,
that's fine.
And there's a couple men in those months.
You got to hold that out of frame. Can you manage holding that out of frame? Hey,
just tell them that I did it, okay?
I'll just put it away.
Little D.
Tell them that I did it.
Little D, telling them that you did it is just further proof that your ass shouldn't be here.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everybody, Little D's here.
Okay. Oh.
What up, everybody?
I didn't notice.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh man, we got a fun-filled packed show for you today. But yes, today is D-Tay's birthday. Happy birthday, D-Tay.
Hey, thank birthday, you. D-Tay.
My big 4-0.
It is your big 4-0. I didn't forget your birthday, did I?
You didn't text me, but you did.
I did something like on social media, right?
I think you might have liked the picture that I posted and said it was my birthday.
I didn't send you a personal text message.
Personal text message or anything.
Well, today is your birthday.
You give me a lap dance?
The actual day. This today is.
Yep.
Well, you'll give me a lap dance?
Let me text your ass right now and let you know.
You should just tell him. He's right here.
Oh, no, he got to have like written proof.
Yeah. Okay, so Facebook, Instagram.
The radio show ain't that proof.
It's not.
It's not like I can hear it back or anything.
Am I the only person that does not like celebrating birthdays?
Let me get
I don't really
here.
Celebrate my birthday. Oh, my.
All right. Oh, but, man. Hey, that's going to be a nice one.
Because I share my birthday with so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not actual people, like actual day, but like I have two birthdays in front of mine and one birthday behind mine that my group of friends really cling to. So like, I don't get to have a weekend for myself or my actual day.
Why not combine them all?
Sorry, no, that's what we do.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't really celebrate my birthday.
There you go.
We celebrate our birthdays.
Yeah.
So yes, Lady K, he cannot just hear me say happy birthday. Now, your birthday is today, so I made the deadline.
Yeah.
Unlike Monday,
mm-hmm.
the Twitterverse is upset with me. And ooh. I am here to apologize.
What?
To the Gavinverse.
What?
I, of all people, Corey the Blaze,
mm-hmm.
made the most offensive, almost unforgettable move on Monday.
What'd you do?
You won't believe what happened on Monday. Forgot to do on Monday.
Ah, it was his birthday. What'd you forget
to do? Whose birthday?
Gavin's.
It was Gavin's birthday, and I forgot to wish Gavin happy birthday! Mm.
Gavin. Oh, no.
Yeah, but we didn't do radio that day, so you can backtrack by saying that.
No. There's no excuse.
Dude, yeah, you can say that you was waiting. Yeah, but you can say that you was waiting for today to do it live on a radio.
Well, now you can't because you just gave that plan away.
Yeah, you just gave it away. I can't do it now. Okay. I mean, you got to realize last year did a whole video.
You did.
And this year,
nothing.
Snake eyes.
Dang.
Corey. Oh, my God. Off of the Twitter breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Lady K forgot Gavin's birthday! Oh, that was wrong button.
I was like, show's over.
We go. Good night.
I'm real late.
Lady K forgot Gavin's birthday. Okay, now listen. Y'all know how much I love Gavin.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gavin. I forgot your birthday on Monday. I'm so sorry. You know how when Eddie Murphy was in the Nutty Professor Lil D and he was out there and he arrived late, Jada Pinkett was waiting outside the club.
Look at his spine. Yeah.
And she was looking yummy even though that wig got old about halfway through that movie. But nevertheless, he was out there and she was ready to leave. And he was like, he was Buddy Love at the time.
Yeah,
he was
Buddy
like,
Love? Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. I want everybody out here to realize I'm sorry. Oh, my car got flat. My mama's sick. My dog died. I'm sorry.
What's yours?
Okay, good. Let's go eat. You remember that scene?
I do remember that.
So, Gavin, I'm sorry, buddy. I am deathly sorry that I forgot to wish you a happy birthday. But if it's any consolation, happy belated birthday.
Well, he gonna forget yours.
I'm not Gavin DeGraw. He can forget my birthday. I, as a Gavin fan, should not forget Gavin's birthday. My birthday you let Lady K deal with
nobody
that.
Nobody forget your birthday. Your birthday is on tax day. We all remember that. See, the IRS see, know
that's
your birthday.
Just proof that you did forget my birthday because my birthday is the day after tax day, you buffoon.
Well, if you want to get technical, last year they pushed it back a day.
When do I file my taxes?
It just depends on when because they've been changing tax day. It's not set no more.
Yeah, they
pushed it
back.
It used to be April 15th was tax day. I remember a couple years ago it was April 18th.
Last year I think it was April 16th.
Yeah, so like every
it
year,
was. That's why.
Yeah. Your birthday is around tax day.
Around tax day. Right,
in the vicinity of the tax day.
Yeah, your birthday has a gravitational pull just like you around tax day.
See, I knew
how it is.
I knew I shouldn't have had my feelings.
Birthday. Let's break it down.
I'm breaking them off.
It's on April.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Around the 1.
Around the
1. And the 6.
Uh-huh.
Of the 10th.
Yes.
I lost my virginity. But, see, let's look at that 16 for a moment.
Yeah, what
I want to go back to your virginity.
What chapter is that in?
That's the book of April. Book of April. See, there's a rabbit that run around here somewhere.
A rabbit?
On the 1st.
Easter.
April Fool's Day right there.
Oh, okay.
That's both. But that's when the Jesus got resurrected.
Okay, that's good.
And
all
when
right.
he came down, he got erected.
Why is he here?
Hey, let me ask y'all something.
How you just go stop the middle of your sermon?
Yeah, I want to hear about Jesus getting erected.
It's about Jesus.
Jesus' his erection.
Now,
why are we
talking? When Mary said she got pregnant, nobody knew how. Uh-huh. Y'all really believe that nowadays? Y'all really? Let's think about that.
Think about the fact that it happened 2,000 years ago.
You think she wasn't roofied? Or maybe she got
you think
maybe,
Joseph roofied?
Better yet.
You think Joseph roofied Mary? I'm going on this side of the studio because lightning will strike that side.
Let me ask y'all something. Let's break something down for me.
Okay. Let's not say we did.
You think modern technology today, you think they would have been able to get away and say, oh, yeah, she just got pregnant on her own? That never, she didn't slip, fell.
Do you think that Jesus would want to be born in this day's society? Trump's president, for the love of God.
True, true.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we're going to move on with the show.
Like Pastor Charles wanted me to preach this stuff.
All right, so we're up on a break already.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to DA. All right, well, on the other side of this break, I guess we'll do DA versus Del Taco.
My seat ain't even hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because somebody brought in some Taco Bell.
Because I was saying Del Taco was crap.
Yeah, and you set Twitterverse on fire. Black Twitter is mad at you.
Yeah, forget Black Twitter. Go put on some lotion.
All right.
That's a racial slur.
Shea butter Twitter.
I know you're riding levels, but you brought mine a little for two down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, DA versus Del Taco. here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
Here at Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, we like to consider ourselves the kind of people with our thumb on the pulse of America. Therefore, for three easy payments of free 99, you get Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Though they got rid of all the porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs is creating fun, interesting things for you to like, share, and repost. So take advantage of this limited time offer of three easy payments of free 99 and find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Again, sorry, there's no porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, where fun is turned into funny. Get it? And Tumblr got rid of all the porn.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good old Target. Free two-day shipping for hundreds and thousands of items on orders of $35 or more, or same-day in-store pickup from any Target store, plus free and easy returns. Don't forget to... Target is featuring a wide array of Valentine's Day decor and gifts for under $20. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Sorry about that stumble, Target, but somebody forgot to update my script. DA. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. For those of you that are just joining us on our live stream, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. And for those of you that may have just tripped over the show on Instagram or Spotify or something like that, or Instagram, Spotify, or iTunes, welcome. Sit back and enjoy a bunch of ragtag dudes sitting around not knowing what they're doing.
What did you call me?
Not knowing what would do. You called you a ragtag, you ragamuffin.
I fully agree.
Yeah, you are. You are a ragtag because you
ragtop.
You challenged Del Taco. Now let me tell you, DA.
Yeah,
I am the Del Taco aficionado.
I can tell. You look like somebody that would say, "I'm a Del Taco aficionado."
I am
a connoisseur of Del Taco.
He eats salads, okay?
They don't have salads. I am. They do if you count the lettuce on the tacos.
I bet you their salads is just weeds.
Okay, so yeah, maybe the Del Taco I go to does sell weed out the back, but that's not what we're here about. What we're here for?
We'll talk later.
You got to stop bringing up. Never mind. I'm not even gonna.
Don't even acknowledge it. Just go over it.
DT is just slipping in these little innuendos.
Innuendos. Endo. Weed.
In the window. In the window.
He's putting my innuendos in my endos for them hoes. So we have
a rapper.
He's a rapper.
We have a huge.
Told you he was black.
We have a huge bag of Del Taco. And because last week we got into the discussion of avocados versus guacamole. And I'm sorry, everybody that reached out to me on Twitter again and Facebook that said you guys had a 30-minute debate about avocados and Corey never hit the avocado button. So let me get the avocado button queued up so I can hit it for him now, because everybody was saying, how can you guys just do 20 minutes on avocados and never hit this?
Avocados from Mexico.
We never hit it.
How do we do a 50-minute argument on avocados and never hit this?
Avocados from Mexico.
I don't know, but we clearly did it. And people were mad. The things that the Fatnatics get passed passionate about? Blow my mind.
At least you know they there.
Okay, you mad at you,
true, good
you,
point.
You mad at me because I didn't wish Gavin DeGraw happy birthday on Monday. Yep. And then you're mad at us because we talked about avocados versus guacamole, and I never hit this.
Avocados from Mexico.
Which happens to be made famous from a previous Super Bowl commercial a couple of years
real quick,
ago.
Though, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ain't they the same exact thing?
Okay, we're not doing this
we're not
again.
Getting back into this. We're not getting back
into
this.
You know what?
No. I'm not this part. Ain't they the same thing?
No.
Ain't they the same thing?
No. I'm going to veto.
I mean, I'm allergic either way it is, but ain't they the same thing?
Avocados from Mexico.
No. And that's all you need to know.
That's it.
That's all you need to know.
Lil D.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Lil D.
I can't get on the portions episode.
Meet me in my office after the show.
Dying. Pants up.
Yeah, you family. Pants up.
Pants up for me.
But matter of fact, Lil D, you meet me in the office, pants up. DA, you stand outside my office, pants down.
Do you have an avocado? Or do you have some guacamole?
Avocados from Mexico.
I got both, food. All right, let's get into Del Taco before we ain't got to nothing on this show.
And then I'm apologizing, Lil D. I didn't get you no fries. I didn't know you was coming.
He wouldn't eat it anyway.
I know.
Yeah, and
it's got too much stuff on it.
And it has guac on it. So Lil D,
while we're doing this, does not mean that you have to cover for us, because we're going to be talking, we're going to be eating, or DA is going to be sampling the carne asada fries from
that's
Del Taco.
His nice way of telling you not to talk.
That was no, because what he would do
he'll go into like reporter mode, like, oh, Corey just opened up his box of
No, he won't. He will go into, well, I got some G14 classified from 1984.
That's true too. He'll go into that too.
He'll go talking about something completely different.
The way he'll get there is starting off with like, oh, he's opening up this box of carne asada fries. Kind of like I opened up that girl's bottle. No, straight into it.
Avocados from Mexico.
Take it straight into G14.
Now I'm gonna pull the curtain back just a little bit here before while D-Tay gets the Del Taco thing situated. There was a conversation that happened off microphone between me and DA. And I'm sitting over here looking at Twitter wondering, people are asking, what's wrong with DA? Is he sick? No, DA ain't sick. He's under restraint because there's money on the line, because I made him a financial bet that he would not go on the porch during tonight's show.
And I'm going to get all my monies.
And what we mean by going on the porch is when he grabs the back of his microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And screams into it.
Oh.
They swear I do that a lot. I don't think I do that a lot.
You also swear that you did a really good job taping that Target commercial, but you didn't.
I did a better job of taping it than you did reading it right now. I'll tell you that much.
Touche.
Shots fired.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Wait,
real quick.
You said shots fired? Let me find that, because I don't want more tweets talking about, hey, DT says shots fired and Corey didn't hit the shots fired button. So let me dig it out, because we haven't hit in 20 years.
And make sure you do the bust the cap when it falls, too.
I can't. That's on a different bed. Let me see if I can find the shot.
Can I get into pecan pie review mode?
No. Eat that real quick. Hey, may I ask you guys a question, though? Fair question. DT would know this, actually.
Okay.
All right.
DT, who, because I've never been to Five Guys before. Which one do you think is better, Five Guys or In-N-Out Burgers? Which is the best burger?
Yeah,
I never had Five Guys before, all but right. I'm thinking about trying
So the thing is, between those two fries, you can't compare them.
No. Don't talk about the burgers.
Oh, burgers?
The burgers, yeah.
Oh, burgers.
I never had.
I thought we were talking about fries.
That's still hard. They're kind of similar.
Yeah. You know what? Are they? You know what, DT? Why don't you take a minute to think about that? All right.
What'd you come
dumb
out?
Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
She doesn't know whether she wants to go to Five Guys or Blank Guys. This show is so stupid. I mean, and my name is all over it.
That's what you should call this show. This show is so stupid.
No, because then everybody that had come across that on Twitter,
they were like, I'm not listening to that. That show is so stupid.
Yeah. Oh my God. Lady K, I went way in. Lady K's asking off. Sorry, DT. Lady K's asking off the Twitter. You know, when she asked, I got to answer, because, you know, if not, she'll beat my ass. She says, oh my God, where'd you find that? Lady K, I scrolled to like bed 13. There's a whole lot of really interesting things on bed 13. I don't know what it is. All right, go ahead.
I would say Five Guys, just because of the type toppings you're able to put on there. because of the toppings you're able to put on there, mm-hmm. blows in and out of the way.
Okay, so were we doing this as okay? So what is the
DA's already? All right, sorry. He's already eating. He's already eating.
So
fries.
Since he said something about, so DA said something about fries. What about the fries then?
You can't categorize them because they're two different type of fries. First of all, In-N-Out just does a plain fry.
Uh-huh.
Light salt or heavy salt, depending on what you want. Extra crispy if you want it. But they're pretty crispy. Five Guys have like these Cajun looking fries. So they come with like all this extra like seasoning. Their fries are over seasoned and it's really, really good.
Now, how come this is the second time, Lil D, that you have come here to the show to get educated? You do realize this is not your school. We are here to not educate, but to entertain. You coming in asking about fries. You coming in asking about how to lose your virginity, even though you got 8 kids. I don't understand why you come in and do this and why we're supposed to be having a taste test. And DA is actually over there having dinner right now.
They're not hot. So, I mean, they've been sitting for a while, so you gotta...
It doesn't matter because the other people's fries, you can eat cold, too. I would say the guacamole or avocado, since they're both the same thing.
That's what I think.
I'll give you a second.
No, go ahead. Oh, okay. Oh wait. Oh, you said it? Damn it. Okay, no more. We can no longer say avocado. Damn it. Now I got to hit it twice.
Avocados from Mexico.
Okay,
so avocados from Mexico.
So just because you guys are going to get pissed.
Avocados from Mexico.
So there's an extra one.
So we can't say avocados anymore.
Damn it.
Avocados from Mexico.
So I will say the guacamole.
Oh, damn.
Avocados from Mexico.
I didn't even say avocados, though.
The same
avocados
thing.
From Mexico.
Oh, guacamole and avocados are the same That's thing?
Avocados from Mexico.
That's what I
say
think.
Say the green stuff.
Why don't you just say the green goop.
Okay, the green goop is mediocre.
You said the green goop? Damn it.
Damn right.
That one you should have played when he said Mary got roofied.
Oh. All right, so DA's, so last week's argument, as they just going into dinner, just forgetting about our poor fatnetics. Yeah! That's enough. The argument was that DA didn't think Del Taco made good carne asada fries, or mm-hmm. the carne asada fries at Del Taco weren't as good as the carne asada fries at your local Filiberto's, Aliberto's, Whataburto's, somebody's.
That's toast. What DJ said, right?
No, that was the argument that DA had last week.
So that's what you said.
So DJ decides to say, hey, we're going to bring in Del Taco carne asada fries mm-hmm. and see how Doug likes them. So that's the whole backstory behind the Del Taco carne asada.
Oh, so you want to prove him wrong.
Debate. Oh, damn it. Jim Amato off of Facebook.
Avocados from Mexico.
Hey.
Yeah. Avocados from Mexico.
Stop it, Jim.
Avocados from Mexico.
Jim, cut it out.
Avocados from Mexico.
Oh, damn.
Damn it, Jim.
Avocados from Mexico.
Don't say guacamole. They're the same thing.
Damn it.
Avocados from Mexico.
Oh, man.
Guacamole from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
But, yeah, no.
I gotta take a snapshot of that, because our whole screen is just filled up with avocados. The word avocados.
Avocados from Mexico.
But, yeah, no. Help so, me. The whole thing was, DA was talking mad stuff
uh-huh.
about people still eat Del Taco. Like, are you drunk? Are you sober?
That's what I said. I said only drunk people go to Del Taco.
So, I wanted to prove that they had a decent fry. They have a decent, really good carne asada fry that's almost comparable to.
So now I want to define decent. What is decent? Is 45 decent?
Decent is what this show is.
Okay.
So, okay. No, we're looking for
these fries are decent.
We're looking for the illusion of decent.
Okay, then these fries are really decent then.
So you
don't like them.
So you don't like them, in other words.
So you don't like them?
No, they're honestly. On a scale from 10, I give them a solid 4.
What?
That's less than 5.
And
that's
here's
like
the
over
thing.
Five. That's like
these are carne asada fries. I would have said 4 if they had some potential. These are a 4.
4?
As white as I can say it. 4.
So they're white. They're really white. There's no ethnicity in these fries.
Oh, I follow.
The cheese. It's the cheese.
There's too much of it.
There's too much of it.
In my opinion.
The fries...
No. Really? The fries, DA?
Even the fries, like, no, it's a 4. A solid 4.
But then go ahead and pass your box over here, bro.
No,
I don't eat guacamole.
Lil D doesn't eat that kind of stuff.
Pass. pass that box here, boy.
Mm. All right.
Well, you got you two servings. So what you think, Corey? Oh, you already know what they are, though.
Of course. My middle name is Del Taco.
That's true.
So what would you rank them on a scale from 10?
Okay, now when it comes down to Del Taco, DA,
you need to be drunk.
No, I don't need to be drunk.
If I was drunk, I would have smashed all of that.
No, let me tell you. Honestly, what I like about Del Taco, the way that Del Taco stands out over Filiberto's, Aliberto's, mm-hmm. and the other taco shops.
I want
to
hear this.
Is the consistency, because mm-hmm. if you go to different Filiberto's, and we're talking about these little Mexican shops here in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've seen them anywhere else. I don't even think I've seen them in California.
In Mississippi, they have them.
Okay, like Filiberto's is the one corporate brand that I know of that mm-hmm. may be familiar to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many different interpretations of Filiberto's, Rollerberto's, Aliberto's. They're all different in some way, shape, or form. So you never get consistency when you order. Yet they all offer the same menu. Stay focused. They all offer the same menu items.
I'm sorry.
On their menu, but they all do them differently.
I was watching DT eating like he's still in prison.
He literally just shoveled that down his gullet.
I was like, God, and he ate that like he was in prison.
Don't do any more because you're going to make yourself sick. And you're going to have to go poopy time.
I'm not. I'm saving that for after the show.
Okay.
I have never seen somebody eat like that.
You ate way too fast.
Some girls might like that.
Lord.
He's getting older. He can't eat like that anymore. No. You ain't in your 20s. You're not in your 20s anymore.
You know how parents say don't shovel the food? He was shoveling that food.
What do you want to do? You want to go home and sit close to the TV next? What else? What other lies are you going to bring?
He got
to
keep that mouth active. If you lose it, you don't use it.
Yeah, because he's staring down the barrel of 30. You know what's next?
40.
Death. Oh. And then it's all over after that. And then your wiener doesn't.
Oh, no, my boss actually asked me that today. She goes, Daniel, you look like your face looks different. Like,
oh,
what's like you okay? Something looks wrong. I was like, oh,
constipation.
I'm fine. Just impending doom of death.
Yeah, death is near. I always say.
I just feel the grip of death on my neck.
Yeah. But can I get back to my
Filiberto's.
I was talking. Yeah.
You said something about
Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Of course I was talking.
You said something about corporate and
no
cheese.
Filiberto's is the most corporate mm-hmm. representation of these little taco shops.
Mm-hmm.
But my disdain with them is that they all do it differently.
Okay.
When I go to Del Taco, it's consistent.
Okay.
It's always the same no matter what Del Taco you go to.
Okay.
There are, believe it or not, in my area, DA, where I live, there are some taco shops. There are some Filiberto's that I go to for my chorizo burrito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's another Filiberto's that I go to for my window tamales.
Okay.
And then there's another Filiberto's that I go to for a plain bean burrito, because they all do bean burritos differently. They all do chorizo burritos differently. But what I like about Del Taco, number one, Del Taco lockdown the fries. Mm-hmm. I haven't experienced one, I take it back. There's only one Filiberto's that actually does their fries properly that complement their carne asada fries. But when I get them, I don't get them with carne asada on them. I get them with chicken. And that's the Filiberto's down in the hood of all hoods, folks. I'm talking, those of you that are here in Arizona are going to know exactly where I'm talking about. I'm talking about 16th Street.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. 20th Street and Indian School.
Oh. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Across the street from Audio Express.
Yep.
There's an Audio Express. It's the hood.
Yeah. There is one, I don't even know if it's a Filiberto's, Rollerberto's, Aliberto's, somebody's toast. I don't know.
It's a Berto's.
It's a Berto's. Somebody's but toast. That Berto's is the one that does the best fries
mm-hmm.
out of all of the taco shops that I've been to.
Okay.
And believe it or not, I have traveled from my home in North Glendale all the way down to East Phoenix. Let me just tell you, folks, that's near the airport.
Yeah.
To 20th Street and Indian School to get those chicken fries. I substitute the carne asada for chicken because they have this way that they do chicken. Again,
it's healthier.
There's a filth. There's nothing healthier about this, dude.
Yeah,
the carne asada fries at any of these tacos. That's 4,000 calories before you even leave the drive-through.
I just said the chicken part was.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what makes me feel a little better about myself. The thing is that
when there ain't nothing little about yourself. But keep going.
There's a Filiberto's right up the street from my house as well.
Mm-hmm.
They also offer carne asada fries, and you can substitute the chicken for it. I got it from them. They did it completely different. Yeah. I didn't like them. So that's what I like about the difference between the carne asada fries at Del Taco and the carne asada fries at the Filiberto's Taco Shop.
God damn.
Del Taco's French fries are number one stunners for me.
Let me ask you
number
this.
One stunner.
How many times did it take you to go to all these different restaurants to figure out who has what the best? Because that's a lot of damn work if you think about that.
It's not that it's not that I did it like in concession
like one movie. Day.
I done been on this planet for 400 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And about 200 of those years, I was eating. So it was real easy. You know, I just made the rounds. You know,
I was saying, like,
I used to live, we used to live over there off of 16th
yeah,
Street
we did.
In Osborne. Mm-hmm. So that's how I found that at 12th Street, at 20th
Great
Street
times.
In
Indian
School. Great those were good times. Hey, remember the car?
Oh, the car. Oh, man. Yes, I do.
All right. Inside family jokes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, a domestic dispute happened up the street from Corey's place.
Ooh.
And boy, did I learn a lot about how white people fight. All right. We'll be right back on the other side of this Fat Guy Radio Show.
Something in me just won't give me a chance.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
For a whole month. Then wait until the one moment that I was looking forward to, that my son was looking forward to. She chose that moment to say, I'm upset. So I told everybody to go f*** themselves. That might not have been the proper way to handle it, but that's the way that I feel. Mm-hmm. I have this innate skill to write motherfuckers out of my life like they never even existed.
Mm-hmm.
But you choose your feelings from a month ago to come forth moments before the biggest time of the year. I could understand if this was your birthday. I could understand if this was an anniversary, but not Christmas.
Time to talk. Hail to the chief engineer.
That stupid Afterburn commercial got me all messed up. I didn't know where I was. Okay. All right. All right, are we back? Are we live?
Hello.
Are we back?
Hello.
Are we there?
Hello.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the aforementioned Afterburn. Afterburn. Yeah, that Afterburn clip, kind of messed me up a little bit there. Afterburn, folks, that clip that you just heard is from our February episode, and oh, my goodness. A lot of feedback coming back from just the trailer alone. Folks, I'm going to tell you this right now. Look, I understand that I'm not anybody special, that my family is special because we have problems or we had a big blowout or anything like that. I know I'm not, but you know what? It's relatability is really what it is.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got those situations in their family. And maybe just by you hearing my story may make you feel a little better about some of the situations that you might be dealing with in your family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there is one thing that we're pointing out, the whole drama aspect of this show. But DA, one thing that we're really underselling was the powerful message that whole story was wrapped in.
Yes.
That it's going to be okay.
Yes.
That the positivity is still there.
Yep.
And how you turn your pain into power.
Yep.
It's really a cathartic episode. It's hard for me to hear back sometimes because I've never been that vulnerable on the microphones before. And I know on Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursday nights or Wednesday nights like this, sorry, Jim, we like to bring the funny waka waka, but that Afterburn, man, I'm telling you, folks,
God dang,
the walls broke down, and so many people that have seen just the trailer are being moved emotionally just by watching the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Walls of Jericho.
You know, the only thing that made me not mad, but I ain't making it about me, I talked to people. We tweeted my way of texting.
Yeah, we texted back
but
and
I
forth.
Wish you would have said something.
I know, I know.
The girls, especially Trinity, she
I
really
was. But what do I do when I'm in pain? I shut down.
You do
I shut
down.
Off. So Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, folks. We could do a whole recap of that show now that it's out. Everybody has access to it. I'm not telling you this just to sell the show, because of course, you know, that's the ultimate thing, but we really put it all out there.
You guys need to listen to that show.
And it wasn't just me. I know a lot of the stuff that's being promoted right now is the main part of my story. Mm-hmm. But there were some opening things that came out of DT.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that about you, DT. And
we learned a lot about what DA's like when he's drunk. So yeah. you wanna get that and show, folks.
I did not know you touched.
Okay, all right, like little dude.
That was crazy.
Then just don't put your lips to it.
And if you're wearing socks, it's not gay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Get Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com.
Jessica Meech.
/ Afterburn.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off there. But Jessica Meech off the Facebook said, but Del Taco is nasty. Not real Mexican food.
Nobody, Jessica. Preach. Listen, Jessica.
Preach, DM me.
Not one of us said that it was real Mexican food. Del Taco is to Mexican food as Taco Bell is to Mexican food.
So, hold on.
It's not real Mexican food.
No, I'm not going to let you say that, because if there was a restaurant that sold soul food that was called, you know, Real Brothers.
But is there?
It's called right? Del Taco.
Right.
But the thing is,
false advertising.
No, because their whole hook is they tell you, we are not your Mexican food restaurant. We are in a Mexican and American food restaurant. They sell tacos and burgers together.
Just like Phoenix Suns, we're not really an NBA team.
See, wow. You son of a bitch. How dare you?
I get it. I get it. And Phoenix Suns are like Del Taco. They're consistently bad.
Yeah. No. Del Taco. No, I got it. Del Taco is to Mexican food as DA is to bringing things to the show to actually participate.
Ooh. We call you black.
You calling out my
real
son.
Real black.
You're trying to get me on the porch?
No,
I will not hop on that porch.
You
I'm in the backyard.
You already been on the porch three times.
He called you the N-word.
When?
Right now.
This is Black History
I'll show you the levels.
Oh,
I'll show you after the level.
I was going to plug that.
Thank you very much. Listen.
Is he drunk now?
now, Jessica, Shamey, the no one off the Facebook
DM me, girl.
Shane.
Jessica McFarland. No one ever said that Del Taco was real Mexican food. We all know it's not real Mexican food. You know, just like we know Taco Bell ain't real Mexican food.
Just like we know our eyelashes ain't real eyelashes.
But I'm gonna tell you this. I'll say this.
Ain't really booze no more.
I'll say booty. This too, Jessica Rabbit, that even the Filibertos ain't real Mexican food when you really dig it down.
Well,
no, what about guacamole?
Hey.
Is the real avocados?
I'm not getting on the porch.
Avocados from Mexico.
Guacamole and avocados.
There was a black person working at the Del Taco or at the Mexican food place that I went to. I'm sorry.
Was he Puerto Rican?
Well, that's just like Panda Express. We know that ain't real Chinese
food. It's not real Chinese food. Chinese people are offended by Panda Express.
Chipotle is not real Mexican food.
No!
But why do you got Chinese people that work there though when they offended?
Because that's where they go to get
I
rice.
Can see what you're saying if Panda Express was called Oriental.
What? Skin that. It's called Panda Express. They got friggin' Chinese music playing when you walk in the door.
They don't.
Subway is not
Kevin
real white.
DeGraw is playing.
Subway is not real white food. They got too much flavor.
Hey.
Lady K likes it when I dance.
This reminds me of this porn when it was in a safari walking.
No, listen. Okay. So, Jessica, no, I'm just joking, Jessica. I'm just joking. And I'm just playing with your last name because that's what we do. We give everybody that we like nicknames. You know what I mean?
Hey, don't at her, Corey. Yeah. Don't at her, Corey.
So, you know, just calm your tits.
Or strong to me.
Let him have it, Jessica Meech.
Calm your tits.
Come on, Jessica Mushu.
Let him have it.
Jessica McDouble, listen, I want you to understand that we never said anything about Del Taco being real Mexican food. It's not. And I'm sorry that if we came across that way, that was not our intention, Jessica McGriddle. Yep. The thing is that I like Del Taco because I'm fat. And it's cheap and it's fat. fast, and there's one right in my backyard, and I just hop the fence, and they say, hey, Corey's back again, third time today.
See, again, you're referencing Mexican stuff. You're talking about hopping a fence. No, because I've seen some brothers. You're selling it like it's real Mexican food.
No, I've seen brothers hop fence faster than dogs.
This guy's good.
When the popo come, I've never seen a black dude hop a fence faster than someone jumping the hurdles.
And listen, I said
you know that to be true because yo,
I've never jumped no fence. I just get arrested.
Skin that your ass ain't never jump a fence.
And remember, I said fence, not wall. So the
well, that's all Trump's gonna get.
So, but anyway,
we digress. We digress.
Yeah. So I was gonna talk about the
a fight. Somebody get their ass.
Yeah. Somebody. Okay.
This is what I've been waiting for.
It wasn't that somebody got their butt kicked.
Was it Bow Wow?
Let me just tell you this. I live, it's no shocker, I live in a white-ass neighborhood.
Yeah, you do. Know?
And I love it.
Why?
Do you know?
Because they got coyotes and cats.
Outside of the cats, which actually parlay into how I tripped over this domestic issue, because it was, I'll get to that, but I live in a predominantly white. I don't think there are any other splashes of color in my neighborhood. Definitely not on my block.
Yeah.
They're all older people, and I think the old man Sam that used to live three houses up the street across the street from me. I think he passed away because they were having a yard sale.
Oh, going wow. to Lemons? Who got the Lemons last time?
No, they were having a yard sale outside of his house, mm-hmm. and the house is for sale.
Oh yeah, he did.
And that's kind of like, and I haven't seen him walk in his dog because what happened? I know this is kind of a sad story.
Damn, that took a sad way.
Lil D, don't laugh. Lil D, it's not funny. See, he's
Viagra.
He had to be about 70, 80 years old, and his dog had to be about 70, 80 years old.
Damn, so they died at the same time.
And they would know because I remember.
With I Am Legend.
I remember when the dog died because it was one day I saw him walking. Damn. Up the street, him and Sam were walking up the street, and old man Sam was yelling out, talking about, tell me if you're real! No, I am legend, I'm sorry. You better tell me if you're real!
Okay. I know y'all make fun of me with the squirrel stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
But was that mannequin real?
You know what, though? No, I never
got closure.
So everywhere.
So the mannequin wasn't real. What happened was the zombies got that smart, and they saw him at the library and everything, and they took that mannequin and put him in there. A different place.
Can you prove that?
I can't prove it, but I can't disprove it. You can't disprove it.
Okay, that's true. Because the mannequin was outside.
He was outside.
So I don't blame Will Smith. I digressed.
So old man Sam was walking his dog and one weekend, and then it literally took them, you know, to walk three houses, mm-hmm. took them 15 minutes. They were both old and slow.
I can see that.
So one weekend it was old man Sam and his dog. And then the next weekend it was just old man Sam.
Uh-huh.
And then I ran into his daughter a couple of weeks later, and that's when I found out that the dog was dead. Now, I haven't seen old man Sam walking outside in the neighborhood for quite some time. And now that they had a yard sale, and it just wasn't a yard sale of a few extra things that they had. Mm-hmm. They were selling major appliances.
Everything looked like must go.
All furniture. Everything in that house was out in their yard sale. And the reason why the yard sale caught my eyes because anybody, if you've ever had a yard sale in your neighborhood, mm-hmm. the traffic increases. And because they are three houses up from me across the street, everybody that was going to the yard sale that was creeping by busted U-turns in my driveway.
I bet. Oh, I'm surprised they didn't park in your driveway.
I had all of these tire marks of people pulling in and pulling right back out, pulling in and pulling right back out and going back over.
Did your OCD kill you?
It kind of did, but thank God I have a sandblaster where I was able to, you know, get those tire marks right off the driveway. However, I can only imagine. But the night before, a few nights before, this week, I was going out to my front yard because the cat deterrors, the sonar deterrors that I spent hundreds of dollars on,
the catheters,
they're now not working.
What, your catheter is not working?
The cat deterrors.
You ever been over his house before? He got like
the sonar cat deterrors. They're green, big, huge green boxes placed all around the exterior of my property to deter cats.
So you don't need help peeing.
No, I don't need help peeing. It's not a catheter. It's a cat deter.
Oh, a cat deter.
Yes.
Detour. Oh, I didn't hear the detour. D.
I'll explain it to you later. Meet me in my office. Pants
down.
There you go.
With the avocados.
The flim de fleur.
And then you go get the hear the D.
Jim Amato.
That button happens to be in the same button as the avocado button.
Hey, put this episode in the comments. It's kind of correct.
So the so what I've been doing is to keep them from at least pooping in the walkway up to my front door is that I've been going out there and spraying what is that stuff? It comes in Windex.
Oh,
ammonia.
Ammonia.
I've been spraying ammonia.
Cats hate ammonia.
And they hate it.
Yeah.
So the thing is that the ground absorbs it. The wood chips that I have, decorative wood chips that I have out there absorb it. So the smell eventually goes away. So every couple of days I have to go back out there and respray. So this night I went out to spray the ammonia down. And the funny thing is that that actually works. A little 98 cent bottle of ammonia
versus a couple $100
versus $500 worth of technology deters is what's keeping these cats from pooping in front of my front yard. But that's still not stopping the smell of cat poop wafting over from my neighbor's yard because they also poop under her bush as well.
And you know, old people are really they get hit hard with ammonia. So old man Sam might have walked past your house.
I may have killed old man Sam. I don't know.
I think old
blame
man
it
Sam,
on Linda.
I think old man Sam died from a broken heart.
Yeah, probably so. Or maybe because he was hung upside down by his leg until he had to cut it down and stabbed himself in the thigh. Here's the thing.
Okay.
So I go outside.
Now that hit home because that happened to me once.
I go outside at night. It had to be probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And I'm spraying the ammonia, and then I'm hearing this, dunk, like somebody is trying to like break into a car or break through a car window.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what? Dunk, because it's not the side passenger window.
Uh-huh.
It's the front windshield, and those, if you know, front windshields are very well reinforced.
Yeah.
Right. So then I hear this guy's voice from up the street, about five houses up the street from me. I hear this guy's voice come out and it says, "Cut it out, Connie. Stop, Connie. Stop. Just cut it out." And I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm standing.
Guess what color they are?
I'm standing in my walkway, you know, came out through the garage. I'm standing in my walkway and I'm just standing with a spray bottle going pss, pss, with ammonia. And I'm here, Connie, now just cut it out. Just stop it. All the whole time I'm here, clunk, clunk. So then, of course, me, you know, the black people run from problems like this.
Oh, yeah.
I turned around to look. So I turned around, and Connie, I guess her name is, was picking up landscape rocks.
Those little pebbles.
And these were the big rocks.
Oh.
And hurling them at this guy's van.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Not only was it his van, but his work van.
Oh, God,
never believe where he works.
The police department.
He's a Safelite windshield repairman.
Oh, okay. All is well.
So I guess something happened inside the house that came outside, and she is constantly finding big rocks that she could pick up until a couple she tried to get them were too heavy. She was picking up these big rocks and she was just hurling them at this Safelite windshield. And he's standing there, Connie. Now, Connie, this is ridiculous. Just cut it out.
Megan, stop.
Just cut it out. The whole time she's not saying anything. She ain't saying nothing. Her main mode of operation during this fight was to bust that windshield. She was picking up rock after she barefooted. He's got, you know, jeans and it was kind of hard to see because it was late at night. He's got, you know, she's crying. Connie, now just really get a hold of yourself. Will you just stop it?
He's probably making her mad because he's just so calm too.
And she's just. Ain't even chipping the windshield. She's a little frail little thing. but she is using everything she's got in her to try to break this damn van window. Now, you know car windshields are strong. Could you imagine how strong that van was?
Oh, I know car windshields are strong.
So, finally, the guy just goes in the house, gets the keys, gets in the van, and drives away.
Smart.
And she picks up a rock and tries to throw it as he's driving away. And I kid you not.
Some Friday stuff.
I kid you not, man. That rock went probably about 10 inches in front of her because I didn't realize that the whole time she was throwing the rocks at the van windshield, she was literally leaning over on the van, coming within just a few inches of the windshield.
Go get it done.
Trying to break that windshield.
Oh, hell.
Now, listen, ladies, if you are a weak-willed zilch like Connie, what you want to do is not go for the big windshield. Take out the rearview mirrors. You know, do it right if you're mad at your man. But then, you know, a couple of days later, I looked up the street. The van was back out there, you know, and Connie was there and she was walking her kid up the street to school like nothing ever happened. So all I can say is champagne is a son of a bitch. You know, Connie. Just get a hold of yourself.
Come on, Connie.
So wait, she never got the window?
No, she never busted the
window. Women take a long time to bust anything.
I'm telling you, if that would have been a black family, that truck, that van would have blew up.
Can I meet her now?
Shots fired.
I can't find it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break on the other side of this. There's more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Stop saying avocado!
If she really wants to go, I think
deep down... Uh-oh! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on, I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's App Day! Woo-hoo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app? Happier than that idiot who thinks App Day is the real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
She likes me for me.
Lady K off the Twitter says, that's what sledgehammers are for. Connie was doing it wrong. Oh, Connie, you cut that out. Just, Lil D, Connie.
Stop it.
Lil D, why don't you go up there and tell Connie to just stop that. Right, put those rocks down.
You didn't say the race, right?
You stop that.
You didn't say what race they were.
Race just, race
stop it.
I told you I live in a white neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Because if they're black, bitch, you better move. I'm about to drive.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
If I'm going down the highway,
get out of
my way. Get the F out of my way.
I'll tell you this much.
I'm white.
No cop showed up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Even though a cop lived across the street from where they were.
He's probably watching too. Like, this is good stuff right here.
He was like, come on, Connie, put your back into it. Put your back into it.
No, that's what happened if it was actually a black neighborhood. They were like, you're doing it wrong, honey. Hey, you want me to help you out? I got you.
Why do you always want to volunteer? Why do you always want to volunteer?
Yeah, let me help you out, Connie. What'd he do?
You gotta get some lighter.
What'd he do?
Get some matches.
Tell me what he do.
Put a banana in his tailpipe.
Put some sugar in the gas tank, Connie. What'd he do, Connie? We got Connie. We got you, girl. We got you. We down, Connie.
It's okay, Connie.
We got you, Connie. Connie, we got you.
Don't at me.
No.
Don't at me.
We got you, Connie.
Don't at me.
They more hyped than she is. They ain't even damn fight.
All right, do we have a sponsor?
Maybe Connie just needs to take a little rest in her purple mattress. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Purple Mattress, the world's most comfortable crash pad. Purple Mattress. And for a limited time, Purple Mattress is giving away a free purple product with any Purple Mattress purchase. Choose from sheets, pillows, seat cushions, and more. Get started today by clicking the Purple Mattress banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Purple Mattress, your ass is gonna love it. Here, should. Connie, she gonna love it too. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. So it was just an interesting thing. The fight probably lasted all of maybe 4 or 5 minutes.
That's a long time in fight world, though.
That is.
I guess so, but she didn't make, I don't even, Now, he may have replaced the windshield because, you know, Safe Flight Repair.
Safe Flight Replace.
So he may have gotten a new windshield in overnight because that is. I just thought it was funny that she trying to break the windshield out of a van of a Safe Flight repairman.
That'd be a good commercial.
No, what she should have done was got the keys, open up the back, and break all the windshields in the back.
Yeah.
See, that's how you
that's
get
them. Thinking.
With
that's
the, how you get
with
them.
The sledgehammer, but Connie clearly was not, you know, Bonnie.
he clearly bring home the bacon.
They got
or the windshields.
Well, they got about 500 kids, and or they just avocados. Remodeled their house a few months ago. So he's doing something right.
Hey,
Lamb. So we talk. We
Safe Life Hire.
Lamb windshields.
We talk Del Taco.
Avocados.
I think I figured out what's wrong. Damn it.
Little D with, said with it on America? The slide too. He said avocados.
With avocados from Mexico.
We talked Del Taco. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Anybody a fan of anybody outside of Lil D? Because we know Lil D don't eat nothing but roots and berries. Is anybody a fan of Subway?
I love Subway.
Well, that's do a you healthy really? Place. I like yeah. going there.
I like, when I sometimes.
What do you too. Get at Subway, Lil D?
The Italian, the spicy Italian.
That's what every black with what
on
gets.
It. With what on it?
Just
meat and bread.
No, I get a spinach on there.
Mm, really?
Yes, I get olive oil on there because that's good for your energy.
Dang, he's hitting you with the omegas.
I do get Parmesan cheese on there.
Oh, okay.
The Parmesan. I like olives, so I get olives, all the healthy stuff.
Okay.
I can't get avocado.
What about lettuce?
No.
You get the spinach instead.
I get the spinach instead.
Tomatoes?
I can't do tomatoes.
Pickles?
I do get pickles.
Onions?
I don't do onions.
Red onions? Banana peppers?
Yes, I do get those. Peppercini is what I call them.
Yep.
Are they the same
there
thing?
There we go.
Are they the same thing?
They're the same
slightly,
thing.
Slightly different.
I call them.
There's, no, they're the
there's
same thing.
There's a slight difference.
They come from each other. So.
DA?
I'm not on the porch.
I'm not entering into this pepper. I'm not going into this pepper debate.
I'm not trying to get into the pickle peppers.
You know what? We know what we need to do.
We need to beat up our pickle peppers?
No, we need to get Chef Jason Smith back on the show.
Oh yes.
He
would definitely know.
He will squash all of the misnomer. He will answer the question of avocado versus guacamole.
Avocados from Mexico.
And banana peppers versus pepperoncinis.
Real quick, are they banana peppers? Because this whole time when
they're
I tell
called them, banana I peppers because they're yellow. You can call them pepperoncinis as well. Same thing, different treatment.
I know how you said squash.
Let's try to get Jason Smith back on the show.
So you're saying he will yam the argument?
He is a Food Network
everything's
star.
The same.
He's a Food Network star.
Uh-huh.
He is a professional chef and baker. He will know the difference.
Okay.
He will definitely
yam
know.
Yam against what?
He will know the difference.
I'm saying he's going to yam the argument.
But are you a, yam it, dude. So you're a fan of Subway?
I am.
What
like
about
Subway.
What about you, DT?
I want a struggle bus right now, so yes.
The $3
you
want
a struggle bus and you bought the Del Taco? You're going to submit a reimbursement form, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
Son of a monkey. Very
definitely.
Glad it's your birthday. I ain't signing off on that.
I put it on my credit card, too.
Dang.
Oh, so now the business, B2B rating, we got to pay your interest, too?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Subway?
I am.
Like, even when you're not on the struggle bus?
No, I'm saying I'm on the struggle bus, so I am a fan of Subway right now, especially right
but
now.
If you weren't on that
even
bus.
If I wasn't, I am.
You
I usually get like the footlongs, but now that I'm on the struggle bus, I get the 6-inch
okay.
sub of the day.
Yeah, $3.
$3. Right.
Okay, so I'm glad we're both okay. I'm not a huge, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of Subway, but if I'm in the mood for Subway, I'll go get it.
There's better subs, definitely, but Subway's not bad.
Now, do you not see a problem with all of their subs, the way that their subs are put together? And if you're not a food network, I'm food networking Subway a little bit just to kind of show my hand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see any issue with the way that Subway sandwiches are put together?
Elaborate.
Yes, please. Because honestly, they put the subs together the way you asked them to.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
So
you're right.
It's not a problem of them. It's a problem of
you
naming your ingredients.
Yep.
What you name is what they put.
Yes and no. Okay, now I'm going to quote the Sandwich King, which is Jeff Morrow off of Food Network.
All right.
And he talks about this all the time, meat to bread ratio.
Okay.
Do you not think that there is a large issue with Subway's meat to bread ratio?
No.
So you want more meat?
They should be even.
That's a lot of meat.
Only because
that's what she said. It's a
only because it's a lot of bread. I went and got a tuna sub sandwich, mm-hmm. which is my go-to. Mm-hmm. I get the tuna sub. I get it with the spinach and tomato and pickle, light mayo and red onion. That's how I get my tuna sub.
Okay.
But I'm looking. I took this tuna sub out of the wrapper and I looked at it, and I've got about an eighth of an inch thick of tuna and almost an inch and a half of bread.
Okay.
And it just really rang in my mind, thinking back on all the Subway sandwiches that I've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always a little meat and a lot of bread.
This is a you problem.
Well, it also depends.
It's a meat to bread ratio.
No, because it also depends on what kind of sub you're getting. Because when you get the oven roasting chicken, they're pretty thick patties. And so you get two of those if you got a foot long. So it's a pretty good meat to bread ratio. If you get the Italian BMT, they're stacking bread or stacking meat. So you get a pretty good meat ratio.
Meat to bread ratio. I'm not considering the toppings and everything else. Just
no, that's
how much bread, when you're chewing in your mouth, are you chewing on more meat?
Go ahead, little D.
In your mouth.
I'm saying that, but I'm saying like it depends on the sub you get, because the oven roasted chicken, the pre-chopped chicken,
he's so immature.
Like, those meat to bread ratios are pretty decent. If you get a single meat, like tuna.
Lil D is giggling every time we say meat. Such a kid. He's gone. He's cranking himself up. I knew he was gonna like this.
So
the spreadable meats,
like your tunas, and then I think your tunas.
That's only with spreadable meats.
Wait, hold up. You can't forget the tunas.
Oh yeah. Wait. One more thing. The tunas.
Oh yeah. Okay. So with your spreadable meat, yeah, they need more meat. You need more meat, but that's fish. That's fish. So you don't want too much bread with your fish. Because that's the case, you should have went to Pete's Fish and Chips.
That's very true.
Or you should have been on the beach when Jesus was feeding in the multitudes.
That's true, too.
He had 12 fish and 8 loaves of bread. Jesus had a good meat-to-bread ratio.
Now, you can always. I see it. You got a point. Corey wins. Corey won.
You can always play the extra 50 cent and get extra meat.
Damn right. And see, that's where therein lies the problem. So I have to pay extra for them to do. Now, when you go to a boutique sandwich shop,
Go ahead.
Hold up. You go to booty sandwich shops?
when you go to an ass rimming sandwich shop, they actually you pay almost as much as you would at Subway, because Subway prices then went up. They ain't got the $5 high. Foot long no more.
Yeah, they're high.
You know what I mean?
Well, since Jared caught that case.
Yeah, because somebody's got to pay Jared's bail money and put some money on his books. You know what I mean? So Subway had to go up in prices to get some money on them books. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to a boutique sandwich shop, their meat to bread ratio is calculated. Mm-hmm. I find that I don't think Taco Bell, now DT, those sandwiches that you mentioned, I haven't experienced, so it may be different. It may be different per sandwich, but even in that instance, the whole menu should be balanced when you go to Subway. Now, maybe it is me, DA, where I am putting a little bit too much Food Network on Subway, but still, the meat to bread ratio is off in the menu, and I don't feel that it's fair that I have to pay more to do something that boutique sandwich shops do.
You don't tell those on a regular basis. Yeah. Tell those high school kids when they don't put enough meat, ask them, this is beef, smile with a smile, say, do they take out of your check if you put extra meat on it? And when honestly, they say no,
honestly, I think the only one it is the problem with is the tuna, because all the other ones, they give you 4 slices for a 6-inch. I think they give you 4 to 5 slices, and they fold them in half. So you're getting like double meat.
I know, but even with I've had cold cuts there where it's got the salami, the bologna, and whatever else in there, and they fold that over and so forth. Look at it. Oh, maybe we need to have Subway in studio next week.
Next week?
Because not on me.
You're the one with the credit card. Hey,
the Del Taco ain't even on you, fool. What you talking about? But here's the thing. And DA, I understand what you're saying, but the last thing that I want to do is ask some teenager behind the counter to give me more of his meat. Man, this has been a great show.
You can't end on that.
I gotta end on that. Oh my gosh, are we out of time?
What kind of subs y'all like? I'm gonna try to bring some if I'm on time.
There's a whole
lot. Sandwich is gonna be stale.
Hey, Lil D, buy the sandwiches tonight.
Oh, okay.
For next week's show.
Cool. I got that.
He'll be sitting in his fridge.
Hey, want to see Lil D? Want to see Lil D giggle? Hey, Lil D.
It's going to be fresh.
Subway meat.
Bro, I got
I didn't think it would work. It works.
Oh, my God.
I can't get it out.
All right, am I over?
Yeah, we had 19.
Oh, crap, I got to go. All right, here comes another speedy one, ladies and gentlemen. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Target. Free two-day shipping at any Target. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Amazon's Valentine's Day gift shop. I am so sorry. Here comes another email. Damn it.
Lil D messed it up.
Avocados from Mexico. All right, listen. Hey, you know what? I just love how y'all just go silent. Just leave me hanging out there.
Hey, you talk crap about my commercial. Go ahead and hang.
Leave me hanging out there.
Go ahead and hang.
Hey, shop Amazon because Amazon got you hooked up for all your Valentine's needs.
Through the banner.
Through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
DA, change my script. All right, drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises. The box 41506 Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
That's me.
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
Little D. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people, already know they're fat. So stop. Why'd you say your own name?
No, it wasn't the fat. He said it. You were going really bad. He goes, Little D. He said his name. Little D.
Something is disconnected from you. All right, tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, look at them and say, Connie. Cut it out, Connie.
I still want to meet her.
Yeah. Connie, just stop it.
Stop it, Connie.
Connie, cut that just out.
Come inside.
Just stop it.
No. I got something for you.
Dink. Simply reply. They'll make you laugh or they'll press the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.
I need you, Connie.
Stay away.
I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show Afterburn by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Avocados from Mexico. Avocados from Mexico. Avocados from Mexico. Avocados from Mexico.